Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Lieutenant General Roger Brady, Deputy Chief of Staff, Manpower and Personnel, United States Air Force. Good morning, General.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Bob Bleibmeister, partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
General, can you tell us about the mission of your office and how it supports the mission of the department and the Air Force specifically?
Well, as much as it might seem like a cliche, we like to say that our job is to make sure that we have the right airmen with the right skills in the right place at the right time. That's important for the Air Force, obviously for the individual as well. But we support Air Force commanders and by extension also combatant commanders around the world in the variety of missions that air power is assigned.
General, can you give our listeners a sense of scope and scale? How big is the Air Force in terms of military personnel, reserve civilians? How big is the manpower budget? And how big is the overall personnel community?
Well, it's rather large. It's when you add civilians and all the components that you talked about, active guard and reserve, about 700,000 people. About 350,000 of that is active. About 75,000 reserves, 105,000 guard, and about 160,000 civilians. So it's a large enterprise of very talented people.
General, could you focus a little on your role as Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower and Personnel and tell us more about your specific responsibilities?
Yes. I'm responsible at the headquarters Air Force level. I guess you'd think of it as corporate headquarters in the civilian context, for the Air Force's policy on education, training, development, benefits, compensation, also services, the services that we provide our people on bases for family support and recreation, as well as manpower. We kind of handle a lot of the cultural issues of the Air Force, like we do uniforms and things of that nature. And currently, we're working on a rather significant personnel reduction within the Air Force, which occupies a lot of our effort at the moment.
And you've had a pretty lengthy career. Could you give us some highlights of that and perhaps what some of the most important things you did that may have prepared you for this role?
Well, I think I'm not sure that anything prepares you for this role, actually, but I started out during the Vietnam era. In fact, went to Vietnam as an intelligence officer, as a lieutenant. Then later went to pilot training and flew in the mobility world for a number of years. Also, I was a training command instructor, pilot training instructor for a long time. I've served in plans, jobs, and acquisition and maintenance, personnel operations for many years. So I've seen a wide spectrum of the Air Force.
General, I'm curious. You mentioned earlier you have about 700,000 personnel in total in the Air Force community. About how many individuals are in your organization that service those 700,000 people?
I have a little over 200 people here at Air Force headquarters, but then I have we also execute the assignment system for the Air Force, which is unlike most industries you would see. We move, transfer about 160,000 of our people every year. And that execution process is accomplished by an organization in San Antonio that's another 2,500 people. That's our personnel center, and they're kind of the execution arm of Air Force personnel policy.
That's a large number. You certainly don't see numbers like that in the private sector.
That's rather large.
Great, great. You talked about some of your earlier experiences going back to the Vietnam War. How have these experiences, such as being a command pilot involved in a variety of major deployments, prepared you for your current role, responsible for Air Force manpower and personnel issues?
Well, I think the most as I look back on my career, I don't think anybody planned back in the late 60s for me to be the Air Force Deputy Chief of Staff or Personnel. But as it happens, I have a great background for doing this because I've seen so many parts of the Air Force. Obviously, being an aviator, I think, teaches you lots of intangibles about situation awareness and knowing what's critical and what's not, and what decisions have to be made now and what decisions can be made later. But I think specifically for this job, I have pretty good familiarity with a lot of the different, as we like to call them, a lot of the different tribes in the Air Force, the different functional communities. And so they have a different kind of sometimes thought process, cultures within the Air Force culture, and an awareness of those is very helpful in dealing with them and what can be very personal and sometimes emotional issues.
Well, I've got to expect with 700,000 people, there's probably several cultures within an organization of that size.
Yes, there are. There are.
Excellent, excellent. How is the Air Force transforming, maintaining, and shaping its force structure? We will ask Lieutenant General Roger Brady, Air Force Deputy Chief of Staff, Manpower and Personnel, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.